This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MATT20. Priority Tire. Shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 696.
Pew, pew, pew.
696.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Gruth, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we've walked the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you pounding over there?
Some candle wax? I wish. A little orange juice.
All right, fair enough.
Trying to get my vitamin C in.
That's what it's all about, vitamin C's.
I feel like I've been sick for like 3 weeks.
You know? Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I blame the vaccines.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I went through a run.
But some of them, one of those fuckers, is the reason why coming to get I'm you. Sick. It's Super Bowl week. Got any predictions?
Yeah. Eagles 17.
Ooh.
Chiefs 103.
Oh. That's bold.
Because the fucking refs are just going to give them a 300 points and then they'll just kick one field goal.
I don't know. Both teams can really score. I'm going to predict like... 42, like 38 kind of score. Something.
I hope so.
Like big, like 80 points, 90 points between the teams.
Fuck defense. No, you just want points scored.
Just points. Lots of points.
Yeah.
Right? That's exciting. We like
exactly. Points. Fuck defense. You just want touchdowns and shenanigans. No penalties. How's that? Let's just run no penalties. No, well, hopefully I have the best of the best refs and not these refs that tend to favor the Chiefs every game.
Well, so. I think they all favor the Chiefs.
Yeah, 100%. That's the script. We want them to win. So what do? Make them win. Anyway. Let's talk some UFCs.
I guess.
Fights over the weekend. Yes.
Did you watch any UFCs?
Yeah, we had Adesanya versus Imavov. I can't say that.
Imanovich. I mean,
Imavov. There we go. So we had leg kicks from Adesanya in the first round and then big uppercut from Imavov. And then the announcers are just drooling from like, they said, oh, there's so much action going on. I'm like, what are you talking about? Most of the action is just Adesanya switching stances. And I think he threw over 40 strikes in the first round, but sure as shit felt like 5. I don't know. I didn't feel like there was a ton of action. And Adesanya, I don't know. So second round, relatively early, Adesanya gets poked in the eye, and then he doesn't take any time to recoup from the eye poke. He's just like, I'm good. And then right after that, a fucking 1-2 fucking massive. The two lands, the one gets blocked, the two lands, and then he misses the left hook. And then as Adesanya's like halfway on the ground, he hits him with another left, drops him. And then there's like two or three additional shots and super fucking early stoppage. And I don't know what that was about because you're in Saudi Arabia and I think that everyone was rooting for the other guy there, but I'm just kind of wondering if Adesanya's chin is gone now. Because, I mean, he got hit crisp, but
yeah,
I don't know because I was looking, I'm just thinking in my head too, like what's next for Adesanya because he's lost 3 of his last 4.
Bare knuckle boxing.
Or no, he's lost 3 in a row. 4 of his last 5, maybe bare knuckle. He's 35. He's had 29 MMA fights, 80 kickboxing fights. So I just don't know if it's the cumulative. I still have this skill, but I can't take the punishment anymore.
I think TRT and some bare knuckle boxing.
That's fine.
That's a recipe for disaster. I
you
think
you might do that. Okay, there.
I think you'd do fine.
But he also seems like too confident out there to me for like the shenanigans that he's trying to play with, like catching strikes and whatever. But I just don't see him turning this around.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna see if I pull up. I'm gonna pull his record up. Oh, fucking everything just crashed. Well, that's never good.
Oh no, we don't want things to crash.
Oh man, hang on.
I'm looking up his record. You want me to tell you?
Yeah, he did lose
the last three.
Yes,
to Strickland, Duplessis, and Imavov, obviously.
Yeah, so two of those guys have been champion, and then the other loss is to Pereira, who is champion. So he's losing a top competition. It's just
there's a lot of wins prior to like
a lot of decisions.
22, you know, but a lot of wins, and then since then, a lot of losses.
Yeah. This fucking thing crashed my website again.
I didn't realize Pereira and him fought in kickboxing a few times.
Yeah. I think it's their fourth fight. Wow. I can't even open my browser. Hang on.
That's not good.
No, it's the one that I have all my notes on. So I gotta go back to the beginning. I don't know. Like some web pages keep crashing my browsers for some reason. So the SureDog website kept crashing the Chrome browser for some reason. So I will not look at anything on this thing. Okay. So we'll see how this goes, because this could be a problem and a theme for the whole show. But anyway.
Well, we started this way. My computer was on the fritz, and now whatever it is I had, you're caught over there.
Yeah, I got you fucking giving my computer to him right through the internet.
Sorry, through Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
I've been places, Matt. That's the problem.
I know. Let's do a sponsor action.
All right, that's easy.
Going here.
Hold on. The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to start fresh. No baggage, no fuss, just a clean slate. There's something empowering about getting back to basics, embracing simplicity, stepping forward with confidence. With the new Manscaped Dome Shaver Plus, you can bring that fresh start home. Right. This year, smooth is the move. Nice. And it all begins with a little extra care up top, like Matt just demonstrated. Head over to manscaped.com and join over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Use code MMANUTS20 for 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. You ready to start the year fresh? The Dome Shaver Plus electric shaver adapts to your head's contours. See that?
Mm-hmm.
And give you a nice smooth shave without the mess and hassle of traditional shaving. So get the Dome Shaver Plus today and experience a shave that is as smooth as you deserve. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code with the code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com.
There you go.
All right.
Nailed it.
Right back to the show. And then the only other fight I want to talk about is the Magomedov, you heard me right, versus MVP. So there was a big speed advantage and reach advantage for MVP, and just a big difference in the level of striking between the two. And it probably doesn't hurt that Magomedov, you heard me, Magomedov, yes, I have a hard time with all these Jackamyov type of 10 names. So he's also semi-blind in the one eye, so he only fights overseas. He's got that Michael Bisping shit going on. So when
he
you're
can't
fighting
get on a plane,
well, he can't fight in the United States because I don't think they'll let him fight.
Boo.
Athletic commissions. So I think that's a problem when you're going against an elite striker. Also, you have a hard time seeing this shit coming because he's throwing at wild angles on you.
You need to see it in order to fight. Since when?
Not really. Bisping did very well without an eye.
He sure
so,
did.
But Bisping was a way better striker. So than this guy. So basically, MVP gets the unanimous decision, and he gives Magomedov his first loss. So that was a tough one for him. And then I saw Rozenstruik lost, and he got cut from UFC, which was kind of weird. Like, oh, fuck that guy. He's boring, so let's get rid of him. And then the only other thing I wanted to show is I wanted to show you the face-off between the two ladies that fought.
Ooh.
And just wanted to see if you noticed what's going on since we're fighting in Saudi Arabia. Looks a little different than normal, right?
Oh, they're wearing tracksuits. Yeah, totally different.
That'll be fully covered. Fully covered.
Well, the weird thing is they can go in a cage at least wearing a... Like, are they wearing that into the cage?
No, they had, like, a t-shirt type outfit with shorts. So they didn't have the normal sports bra thing on.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird. So then, I mean, just don't have the women come over there. Because if that's going to be an issue, don't have them there. Worth it. Yeah, it just seems like more trouble than not. What else is happening out there? We'll get out of that event.
What do I want to do here? Hang on.
Talk about 312, UFC 312? Or...
Oh, well, I mean, we can just keep it rolling. Sure. That's happening this weekend, February 8th. Where's that? In Australia.
Yeah.
Headlined by Dricus du Plessis and versus Sean Strickland. Zhang Weili, Tatiana Suarez. Here, let me show you the card.
Go ahead. Because every time I click on a link, it fucking crashes my browser. So this is going to be a fucking problem.
Do that. We're going to be good. Here you go. So, and then Justin Taffa, Tejera.
Yeah, I think this is fucking dog shit card because you have two title fights and then no one else on the card is a ranked fighter.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. I mean, who's this guy? He's like a black and white picture.
He looks like the guy who's Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, that's what I was
Gangs
thinking.
Gangs in New York.
Yep, there you go. You got it.
But
do you want to just talk about the main events?
Yeah, I was going to try to pull it up, but apparently I can't pull shit up. So
the card?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. So like that last time that Strickland and Du Plessis fought, like Strickland was doing well, and then he got poked in the eye, and then he couldn't fucking see. So that was his downfall. Because if you look at Du Plessis' face after that fight, his fucking eye was swollen shut, and he looked like he was in a goddamn train accident or a train wreck, like a car got ran over. So I think Sean wins this fight if there's no shenanigans going on.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is there were like five or six takedowns from what I remember in that fight, and he's got to avoid those. He can't get
taken. That's a problem too, and I think that's what we were talking about last week with like, be a man, just stand and bang it out, Du Plessis.
Yeah, you can't be taken down all night. Like, that's just bad, you know? Like,
yeah, and I don't know if that's eye poke or just in general too, but we'll have to see. I mean, I like Sean to win this, but who knows? And that's the only fight I give a fuck about on this, which is, you know, if you're going to make this a pay-per-view, fucking put some ranked fighters on it. I think this is a bullshit card to ask people to pay $80 for, which unfortunately we'll have to do. It's kind of bullshit, but kind of bullshit. So that's a preview for UFC 312. Bullshit!
Just straight up bullshit.
It's straight up bullshit.
All right, nothing else you want to talk about for that?
Nope. Moving right along.
Great. I'll give you some weird news. So Brock Lesnar, you know, in the media for now.
Is it Brocktober?
No. There was a lawsuit we talked about a while back against Vince McMahon. Right. You know, that sound like he was like doing some weird sex shit. Like,
yeah, he was. And
all kinds of stuff. Well, up until right now, it's been like unnamed, you know, WWE superstar, but apparently Brock Lesnar had some involvement in this sexual misconduct that happened with Janelle Grant. Some sort of role-playing encounter with Brock Lesnar was requested and all kinds of stuff. And there's this large man and she's scared. So I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, it's staying away from it. It's a little he said, she said, but
exactly.
He's currently not being implicated for anything, but he's like in the files, the unredacted files. So
the courts will sort that shit out. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
But Brock's missed. I got apparently Brock is a kinky guy. What are you going to do?
Well, I would venture to say a bunch of the fighters probably are, because a bunch of the guys probably have CTE, and that takes away, I don't know,
inhibitions.
Yeah. You're way more risky. So I get it. I get it. I saw Chris Weidman was doing an interview with someone, and he was talking about, you know, his retirement. And he said, basically, the UFC was telling him that you're not going to fight on the main card ever again. You're only going to be on the prelims. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's kind of a shitty thing to say. And he got it. He said, it's basically a business. I understand the way it goes, but what do you think about that? Because you're talking about a guy who's a former champion, and now you're relegating him to the prelims. And then, just as a side note, we just looked at UFC 312 in Australia. You're telling me Chris Weidman wasn't good enough to be on that main card? Like, that was a dog shit card. You're saying he's not even good enough to be there?
Kinda well, weird. I mean, I just, it's hard to predict the future if you say never, right? I mean, so there's nothing he could do? Like, could he win a couple fights and then be on the main card? Or it's like never, ever? Like, it's just literally never.
Well, it's like a forced push out is what it seems like, right?
Yeah, and maybe this is what Dana does to, like, get guys to retire. You know, like, you're just not going to be on the main card anymore. But then, I don't know. Maybe he just wanted him to be off his contract. I have no clue. Like,
yeah, usually they would feed him to the young and up-and-comers, like right as they're declining, and like, here, yeah, take this, take that. But again, he's also one of the guys that had a horrific leg break injury. So when they come back, they're not, you're not 100%. That's Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman, and Conor McGregor, who will fucking never fight again. But he had an interesting tweet as we talk about Conor McGregor.
McGregor did?
Yeah, and it was funny because I saw the tweet and I said, I better screenshot this because 100% this is getting deleted.
Oh, boy.
And 100% it got deleted, but I saved it. And let me see if I can save this. I can't read everything that he said because it's a little sketchy. So I'll just share it and then you can kind of see. He says, 15 minutes. I done Aldo 15 seconds. Show your wife something word. Show your kids something word. Cousin fucking motherfucking hiding motherfucker. He's talking to Khabib, by the way. And he just goes off like on this crazy tangent and blah, blah, blah.
He sounds like drugged.
Yeah, shocker, right? So I just don't even know why. What's this guy doing? Can we be done? Or is he still just going to be around? Or
I think he's just stirring shit up and staying relevant as long as he could possibly stay relevant.
Yeah, I just don't know what his path is anymore as a fighter, promoter. How many years was it? Didn't we just talk about this? Was it 6 years, his last fight?
Yeah,
like, fuck,
2019
man.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, I mean, BKFC is where you should go. It's where you should do
made
it.
Some movies, you know?
Yeah, that. I never saw it. I refused.
It was actually, I'm telling you.
No.
If you got nothing to do and you just got, it was actually a decent movie. So I would say if it accomplishes the task of being interesting and different enough that it's not, I don't think they're trying to be the original. It's just another bar with another dude.
So, doing the I same hear shit you, but
that Patrick Swayze did. So
it's blasphemy to try to remake that movie. It's a classic in its own whatever way, whatever that thing is. I'm not saying the original was a great movie. It was great in like a horrific kind of way.
Yeah. I tried to watch it again and it doesn't hold as well
the
as
the original.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for the time it was always fun. Like, I always like this bouncer type movie. But again, yeah, he's probably like $140. And right, even who is it? Sam Elliott in there as the other bouncer. I'm like, that guy's 90 years old and he's $160. You're telling me these guys?
He was 90 years old in the 90s, and he's still 90 years old.
He's always, he's like 120 now.
It's just the same.
But yeah, those guys beating ass, it ain't happening. In like cowboy boots and whatever. Or at least one of them. So anyway.
Jake Gyllenhaal looks like he can beat some ass. And his character is likable in the new one. You should watch it. I'm telling you. It's good. It's like 90 minutes. It's good entertainment.
We'll see.
Scratches the itch.
I could use a good itch scratch.
Yeah. Scratchy, Conor McGregor's itchy. Character is just a jackass, and it's fun to see him get his ass beat.
He's probably all coked up in there too, allegedly. Yeah.
Right.
What else is happening?
I'm going to switch gears for a second. Yes. I have so much non-MMA related shit, I'm just going to start mixing it in. So here's something for you. I can't play the sound, but I'll play the video.
Okay.
It's hockey basketball. Look at this.
Oh, damn.
These guys
new
are
pretty, sport.
New sport, hockey basketball. There you go. I mean, I think this could sell. It's kind of crazy to think about. Obviously, these guys are pretty good skaters. Yeah. But I don't know.
They're fucking wrecking that ice too.
Yes, they are.
That's in someone's like backyard. How cool is that?
It is.
Big ass backyard.
Probably Canada or some bullshit.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did we see? I saw they had a heavyweight 2v2. Let's see how this goes. I'm going to see if I can play the volume. Probably not. It's in another language. Hopefully we're not going to crash the browser. And here we go. Oh, a little heavyweight 2v2. They were speaking Spanish, so I don't know where we're going down here. It might have been Portuguese. Maybe we're in Brazil. But again, once one guy gets finished, then it's Foxville for the guy that's left.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know why you're dropping for like a heel hook and a 2v2, because then the other guy should just, yeah, exactly. You should just come over and pound on that guy.
This is madness.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah, that guy tapped. Because now the other guy could just come in and be like, teeing off. Like, that's an elbows to the back of the head, little hammer fist to the back. We don't give a shit. And then you can just probably slap a choke on.
God, this guy's massive.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Yeah, he almost looks like Pujanowski out there, right?
Yeah, he's like a bodybuilder.
Jesus Christ, he's probably gassed. I did 30 seconds of work. I'm gassed as fuck. So I got a couple other fights, but we could just go back and forth.
All right, here we go. Here's in the similar vein. Here's a 10 man.
Oh, you're at the green screen again. What's up with this?
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Hold on. I don't know why it does that.
It's like it got a green filter for some reason. It's weird.
Let's try this. Green again?
Yeah. Just go with it. It's okay.
Here. 10 man.
Oh yeah, I got this too. This is a Royal Rumble.
It's like a Royal Rumble. If you're out of the red or you get KO or submitted, you're done.
I can't see the red. Everything's just green. It's like I'm underwater. And it's weird because like nobody goes after the big guy.
No. The big guy looks is just big. He looks like,
because there's no weight classes either.
Oh my god, he's like 7 foot tall. But he doesn't look in great shape or anything. These little guys are kind of dumb. Are they on a team? Yeah. Old 2v1 action. Fight's over.
Nice.
They called it.
I'll send you a picture of what the screen looks like to me.
I see it now. I saw it on the last time. Oh, I wonder if it's Twitter. When I open up Twitter, it's costing.
Yeah, it's like it's almost like there's a filter over it. Maybe it's to prevent copyright, which is fine.
Oh, that could be it. That's interesting. An AI copyright filter?
Maybe. It's like trying to protect you guys. The other thing I had was we've seen the car fights before where they do just MMA, but this one is a Valley Tudo, so it's kind of like no rules really.
Okay.
You're just kind of fucking letting the guys go. So like first you're buckled in, he gets out, and then it's knees.
Oh, damn. Smart.
And then elbows to the back of the head. Fuck it, man. 10-6, 12-6, whatever. Yeah, but you can get the gist of it. Like there, I think there was like a minute video where he's just doing all sorts of fucking knees. I'm like, that's cool as shit. I like that. Knees in the, and especially in the convertible, because you want to be able to see it a little bit more, and then you can stand up and posture up and then land those knees.
Yeah.
I like it. So what else is happening?
All right. I present to you, I don't know if we've ever seen this video before, but the most terrifying four-year-old ever. Check this kid's, look at this kid's aggro.
Yeah.
In the blue.
He's mean mugging his shit. He's a Diaz.
He's like going for it. He's just like the kid in the red's like, I don't know what to do.
Well, the look is intimidating.
It's totally intimidating. This guy's gonna kill me. And then
don't run away, but toss him.
He actually does. Little bam.
This must be fucking Russia Sambo.
Yeah, it's over after that. He finishes it. He continues to mean mug the entire way.
As he should.
That's just the thing.
I have a tattoo rink I got to get for you. You got to give me a rating on this. I don't know if this is new. I feel like it's new, but Mackenzie Dern posted a picture. So what do you think of this tattoo? Give me a ranking on this.
Which one? On the
we'll
body?
Go with the
on the buttocks?
One.
I can't tell what it is.
I think it's flowers.
But I mean, it looks
nice. I don't
know
if I can't quite zoom. I'm going to say 8 out of 10. What do you think?
I'm going to say a solid. The tattoo? What am I ranking? The
overall the
thing?
Tattoo, Ingo.
It's a 10, Matt. Fucking
well,
10.
Just trying to rank 10.
Remember like, what is that? Friday Night Lights? It's like 10. Fucking 10. When they're at the
know.
Strip club.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, you never saw the movie Friday Night Lights? Oh my God. So good.
What year are we in?
In the 90s.
Okay.
That's Ally something. In that movie, the super hot blonde chick has like, puts like whipped cream on herself.
I've
and
not
this
seen
James
that.
Spader or whatever, the star quarterback's like having the, that's a good movie, Friday Night Lights. They made a TV show and everything. It's really good.
I'm out of the loop. Out of the loop. What else you got?
Rumor around the campfire is Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford are going to fight in September. So I don't know. That's supposed to be a big one in boxing. I'm not sure if that's going to go down. But
yeah, because I heard a rumor that Jake Paul is supposed to be next for Canelo.
Yeah. I think Canelo hasn't won in like four or five fight. Hasn't done KO'd or anything in like a while. It's been a lot of decisions. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens.
I don't know which
one. I think the Paul fight might make more sense, but
if you want to just keep sucking the life force out of everyone, just fucking let Paul fight all these guys that are on the tail end of their career. This is going to be a blurred out tweet eventually.
Okay.
So today in history post is like, in your opinion, what's the most iconic sports photograph ever taken? And then one of the fighters posted and she said, Daniela Hemsley says, I got one better. So she does her post. And then I think the original tweet. Oh
God.
Jesus, White Tyson.
No. Can't unsee this.
Yeah.
LeBron, Jordan. Iconic sports, man. These are good ones.
Fucking Jordan from a free throw line. But you can kind of get a little taste of some shit.
Yeah. I think that Ali one still is for me is probably one of the top ever.
Tommy Lasorda taking a nosedive. I forgot who that was. Pedro Martinez throwing fucking a 70-year-old Tommy Lasorda to the ground during a brawl.
Yep. He didn't give any fucks.
Yeah. You get the gist. Some cool shit.
Arthur Ashe.
And then I'm just down to knowledge. So what else you got?
Okay. I got to show you this one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. These are just funny to me. This is Redneck Rodeo Poker. Here we go. Check this out. Boom. She got laid out. Old girl didn't even move, man. Did not move. This guy goes flying. I think these people are insane. I don't know.
I don't feel good about this. Because they're probably just out there trying to compete for like 10 bucks. But
yeah, watch this. This lady didn't even move. She's just like nothing.
Well, she probably thought if I don't move, I don't get hurt. But I think she's got, that's how you get dead.
Yeah, that bull could kill you, Alec, actually.
100%.
I think the whole thing is pretty stupid because literally somebody could die.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. I think on Fear Factor, Joe Rogan was talking about anytime they did stuff with bulls, he's like, we're going to, it's like, someone's going to die. Like, we're going to get sued and this whole thing will get canceled. We can't do bulls with people. I mean, yeah. It's the most unpredictable and probably most damaging animal you could be in there with, especially the horns, too. Right. At least pad the horns. Put some fucking foam pool noodles on those fuckers. Maybe prevent a goring or two. I don't know.
That would be good until it flies off and then.
Then you're dead. I just hate that when I see these videos of the people like running with the bulls or whatever that is. And
yeah.
They always get gored and then thrown. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Is this what we need to be doing with our fucking free time trying to, you know, make a couple bucks, especially in those redneck areas? So it's unfortunate. You got anything else before we hit a little knowledge? Or...
I just got knowledge.
Go ahead. What do you
got? You're not okay. I stumbled upon this and I just didn't realize that this was actually a thing. But there is such a thing out there. Let me make sure the volume isn't too high. Redneck. I'm not redneck. Sorry. The Excel World Championship.
Jesus Christ.
This is the Excel World Championship. Look at these dudes.
What are they doing now?
Like, they're coding in Excel and they're trying to win some sort of. I mean, look at this. This is just madness. Let me fast forward a little bit.
Peak male or female performance?
Apparently. So they're doing these weird challenges. Doing on spreadsheets, and they have to like code spreadsheets to make all these crazy designs. But I mean, this is like geeking at its like peak, right? Peak geek. I just didn't have any idea this was a thing. Like, it's totally bananas. Here, let me see if I can go.
Yeah, and like, there's a lot of shit you can do with Excel.
He wins a belt,
and hopefully some cabbage. Because I remember,
I think he won $5,000.
Well, it's not worth it. But I remember being in the office and then like I had to use so many I still do use so many Excel spreadsheets, but then you'd have to do stuff and then I'm like, who is the fucking Excel wizard in the office? And then I'd go to that person, I'm like, hey, here's what I'm trying to do. And they're like, oh yeah, here's how you do this. And they're like, I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. That just saved me hours. Like, fucking, it's crazy what you can do with that. Yeah. Especially when you sit with someone who knows how to use it. Because that's before, like, we're talking, you could use Google and do a search. I'm talking fucking 20 years ago, you know.
Somebody just knew how to do it.
Yes. You had to know from someone who knew. How's that?
Ooh, it's like wisdom passed down through the ages.
Exactly.
The Excel spreadsheet.
And I still use that shit. Like, oh, can I do some text to columns? What's this about? Let's see what this one is. Oh, here we go. Here's my knowledge. This is a little, what we're considering, playoff hockey. It's a little MMA related. I think I could do a little volume. I don't think there was any sound, but here we go.
Bam.
<That's> Yeah. <okay. laughs> I think you killed a couple of these guys. Fuck, man. I don't think you can throw that spinning shit. I think that was around here.
That's pretty funny, though. Oh, damn.
Hang on. Somewhere in here. This one. That guy's throat is slit.
That's pretty impressive that he can get around like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they had the best time.
Throwing that, I think I got one more. Oh yeah, we'll share this. So apparently, Mario Kart 9 is coming out. It says Mario Kart 9 in active development will feature a new twist: anal. Fucking, I don't know about this.
Perfect.
You gotta be careful when they shorten stuff. It's not always right. It's not always good. It's kind of scary. On that note, we can shut down.
Well, alrighty, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.